Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday. It is Friday, despite what is going on in the world. The weekend is upon us. I know you're thrilled, as I am as well. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will travel to New York next week to protest for President Trump's indictment and urge other supporters to join her. That's what we're being warned not to do. I don't like that either. We shouldn't be afraid to protest the government. And well, Jeff, it's just a trap. They're just trying to get you to start an insurrection. And it's just going to cause more problems. You might as well not even just don't even bother to protest. I think about what you're telling us here. Do you want to live in a country where they could just chill the First Amendment to the point of, well, it's just not worth the trouble? I mean, I would never go to one of these protests, but I can understand if you wanted to. You ought to be able to go protest the New York state government or city government. The left doesn't even think twice about this, but we're told as conservatives that we need to calm our emotions. We don't need to be upset. Meanwhile, whenever you have some officer-involved shooting, before they even can figure out what happened, we're okay with the rash displays of public indignation by people in the streets. George Floyd or whatever, insert your tragedy. It's just people that they need, you know, they need a chance, they need an opportunity to vent. They need an opportunity to have their voices heard. Unless you're conservative, then it's just a trap to get you to insurrect. And if we can't have insurrecting, no. I don't like this advice I'm hearing from people on the right, that the right, you conservative protesters need to stay home. You can't have, that system cannot last that way with two standards. Name texture Trump is absolutely reaping what he sowed. No honor, a grifter. How do you sleep at night lying? Well, why do you get up and listen to this radio show every day? And then answer me that. Like, one of these, I gotta see what the other side is doing. I gotta know how they're thinking so I can plot against them and text into their radio shows and let them know that I don't like what they're saying. I mean, do you think you're that important there, unnamed texter? Do you think you matter that much? Is that where you're coming from? But you gotta keep an eye on us on the right. Well, we're glad. Thank you for your service, unnamed texter. If it weren't for guys like you, I could get away with saying whatever on the radio. But here you are, keeping me in check. How do you sleep at night lying? We had Nancy Pelosi last night saying that Trump will have an opportunity to prove his innocence. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? We flipped upside down the justice system where you have to prove yourself innocent. Is that the America? Is that the liberal standard now? Guilty until proven innocent, as according to Nancy Pelosi, who says a lot of dumb things. But Trump will have an opportunity to prove his innocence. That's pretty idiotic. Anyway, 251-343-0106. Waiting the arrival of Barry Marsh. It was about 5 or 6 minutes here. A fascinating angle here, and I saw it yesterday, and I thought, oh, yeah, because he's like, Welcome to the club, Donald Trump. And those of you that have been longtime observers of Alabama politics might remember Congressman Moore was once State Rep Barry Moore and had faced his own difficulties when he was a state legislator. Congressman, is that you? We got you on the line now.
Yes, sir. We're here.
Congressman, thanks for joining us. I was kind of explaining how you had once had your own difficulties with the justice system, sort of a rogue prosecutor or playing really fast and loose with the rules. How much similarities do you see what's going on with Trump today to what you had to deal with back, it's almost 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's very similar in the sense that I think it's a rogue prosecutor. Our prosecutor was federally trained, and very often the abuses come from these federally trained prosecutors. And to me, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, mine was politically motivated. The deal for us was to roll over on the speaker. They did the same thing with General Flynn. He did not roll over. And so they went after all of Trump's friends, and now they're trying to get to him. And it looks like to me it's just an abuse of power from the DOJ.
Well, DOJ and a New York prosecutor. Think about this, Congressman. What's to stop a county prosecutor in Alabama from indicting Joe Biden? I mean, doesn't this set up some legal complications?
It sets up a terrible precedent, Jeff, where this has never happened in the history of our country where we've actually indicted a former president or a sitting president, certainly not a candidate for president. This is what you see in communists and countries that are controlled by Marxists, where they imprison their political opponents or punish them through the Justice Department so they don't have to run against them and let their people choose who they want to be the leader. And this is targeted persecution, and it's much like what we went through, and I think it backfires. I think it backfires pretty intensely on the Democrats in the next November election.
Well, let's talk about what you guys can do now as, in control of the House of Representatives, the oversight function, judiciary, all the committees. What do you think are some avenues here?
So I think we need to make sure we start, we've already had the FBI whistleblowers come forward in judiciary and looking into the Hunter Biden situation and letting us know that there's something going on there that maybe doesn't pass the smell test. I think we have to do the same thing here. We have to bring these prosecutors in. Anybody in this country who's willing to weaponize the justice system for political purposes needs to be held accountable. This is the latest. I think, and think about it, this DA is just fulfilling a campaign promise. Now, he said this the whole time he was running. This is nothing but a fulfillment of a campaign promise, which is rare for Democrats, but this guy's going to try to deliver on this one. And he's doing it for political purposes so he can be reelected. It's going to backfire on the rest of the nation and his party, and I can't wait to see the day.
Well, and there is a federal angle here. I mean, this was a federal election. Is it weird to think that a Manhattan borough prosecutor is now like looking into campaign finance violations for a presidential election? I mean, shouldn't Congress at least ask the question, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, we have to ask the question. The FEC looked into this. Even this prosecutor himself looked into this months ago. There's no there. He knows it. Once President Trump announced that he's running again for office, he rolls out this ridiculous sham of what I call a mistrial, or it will be a mistrial at some point, I think, or at least we'll just have to see how it plays out. You don't know because New York's not always friendly to President Trump. But at the end of the day, I still think that there has to be some accountability for what's going on. And this is way out of this guy's wheelhouse. He is trying to bootstrap what I would call basically a misdemeanor now to make it some federal elections violation. And even the FEC didn't come after him on this. So it smells to me of political persecution and prosecution. And I think it backfires on them. We'll see how it plays out. But I tell you this, man, after I was indicted that Saturday, Jeff, and I was running, I had more volunteers that Saturday than any time in history I've ever ran. This was a state house race. Even when I was running for Congress, we never had these kind of volunteers. And what's going to happen is this prosecutor has mobilized this red part of America, the flyover states and everywhere else, to get behind the president. And I think it's united the party. I think, you know, we've had our disagreements within the party. We've had, you know, some maybe not conservative, some of us, and some more moderates. But we are called to fight for liberty, and I think this mobilizes us to do that, and I think it's going to make President Trump far more stronger now than he would have been had this not happened.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore here on the program for just a few minutes. Congressman, so we've been hearing this. People cautioning against protesting and going out that you're going to be set up for January 6, 2.0, that there's going to be deep state plants in the crowd or whatever. But like, I don't like this message, especially for people on our side. I still think the First Amendment, you ought to have that opportunity to express your frustrations with what's going on. The left certainly does not have that same standard applied to them. I mean, this to me gets it like a First Amendment issue. I have no desire to go and protest, but I understand some people might want to, and they're being told not to because it's too risky. That's a problem.
Jeff, you hit on something. Double standards. I mean, and I think we can have peaceful protests. I don't have any problem with people on social media putting out messages. You know, we're promoting it here on the Hill. We're going to bat for the president. And people protest peacefully, don't break any laws. But sure, they can do that. They have the right to do that in this country. And it's like you said, the double standards within just protest. And we've got people in D.C. still in jail from January 6th. While you've got other people who burned cities running free, and now you got Hunter Biden and the laptop and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and all these former Democrats who've done some things that we can prove. We know that Hillary destroyed phones. We know that she bleach-pitted computers. We know that those were under subpoena, and she walked scot-free. We also know that Joe Biden has some concerns, or at least there's some recent stories about, I have concerns about his ties to China. Yet there seems to be a double standard there as well. And that, I think, is what's calling people to step up and speak up and unite. And I think it's good for our party, good for President Trump, bad for our country.
Well, there's another observation about this. And like, this is historic. This has never happened before. But, like, one of the virtues, one of the values of the United States is that we're stable. We have a stable government. We had stable currency till Biden was in office. But, you know, generally a safe haven to put your money, a safe place to invest, a safe place to go raise a family. I mean, all of these things that come together, the United States, despite who is in the Oval Office, generally a good place to be. I got to start thinking, we're starting to chip away at that by indicting former presidents. Even if it were Joe Biden or somebody like that, that's the problem, right? That we're getting a little, we're undermining our own credibility in the eyes of the world.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, and we've seen this in other countries where they go after their political enemies and try to put them in jail, but those are called communist countries. And that's the kind of thing that we see with the Democrats here. This move is, it's way, way extreme for what's going on. Like I said, this pushes the envelope a little way, a little too far, and it begins to infringe on people. I mean, man, when I was doing my town halls in August, people were concerned because they're like, we don't feel like we have a voice as conservatives. We feel like we'll be attacked. Trump has said time and time again, he said, I'm the only thing between you and them. And so we've got to unite behind him. It bodes well for our country if we can stand with him. But you're right, this abuse of power, DOJ, the weakness of the border, inflation, you just pick a crisis. This president has brought them time and time against us, and his party and the left within his party. And this is just another crisis we're going to have to work our way through. But there needs to be accountability. I think that's something we'll do here on the House. And I think in the ballot box, too, I think you're going to see the ultimate protest in November, my friend.
Well, a couple more things, and we'll let you go, Congressman. Nancy Pelosi last night, former Speaker of the House, she said, well, Trump will have the opportunity to prove himself innocent. That's not our system, right? When you hear Democrats say that, that is troubling. Prove your innocence. You're innocent to prove it guilty. You're innocent. Now you don't have to prove it. There's a lot of Democrat philosophy out there that you're now going to have to show that you didn't commit whatever we said it is. And that's also troubling coming from the former Speaker of the House.
Yeah. I think that's why this falls on deaf ears. Whether it was Russia, they fired on Trump's campaign. They went after General Flynn. They went after Roger Stone. Then they accused him of something, you know, underhanded in Ukraine. And then they impeached the man twice. And then they went and raided his house 91 days before an election. It just tells you that it's about they want to, and rather than focus on a crime, they're focusing on a man to find a crime. And that's concerning for the American people. This backfires in November. And they can't cheat enough to win the next time around, Jeff.
Lastly, Congressman, ham sandwiches, as the saying goes, you can indict a ham sandwich. You are taking that to heart today.
Yeah, I mean, I welcome Donald Trump to the club of indicted for political purposes, because the old saying is you can indict a ham sandwich. In a grand jury, you can. You can get an indictment. You can indict a ham sandwich because you don't. There's no defense presented in a grand jury. It reminds me of the Perry Mason cases where, you know, you would think Perry's client was certainly guilty, and then he'd get up and present the counter argument, and they'd go, wow, he just blew that up. That's what'll happen here. There is no, to me, a process that I think is abused more than the grand jury process with rogue prosecutors. And it seems like this is just another political persecution of a man who the American people really appreciate and love.
Congressman, you've been very kind to make time for us real quick in such short notice, but I wanted to get you on just to kind of talk about your experience with the justice system, and hopefully everything goes smooth for you.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, from the 2nd Congressional District. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.